right, all right, we here, man. Pull it out, dog. Pull it out. Oh yeah, it's always you gotta close this door. It's about It's about to go down. No doubt. Man, I've just been grinding, dog, just getting everything together for the book, getting all other shit together, man. I'm doing just grinding, man. Got you kicking out shows. I appreciate that, man. 1,000, man. So what's on your end? What's going on with you, my brother? How you dealing with the braces and shit? You dealing good? Yeah. Yeah, you adapting and everything. Yeah, let's get it, man. Let's talk on it, man. Raising, like I say, it's touching her without touching her, man. That's the best way I can describe it. But I'm going to throw it to you, man. What is your take on that, big dog? Yes. 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 Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh yeah, absolutely. I always tell guys out there and everyone, get y'all crayons out. Y'all got a question, call in. The lines are open. Blog Talk is acting up a little bit, but if it's acting up, guys, we got a way to fix it. Also, guys, put a question in and we got you as well. But getting back to what you were saying, man, I think a lot of guys don't understand that the game is not about trying to pander after the woman and trying to beg for ass and stuff. It goes, you ever see with an infomercial? You ever see an infomercial before where, like, late at night where they show you a product? And it's always the main product versus brand X. Have you ever seen that Taekwondo? Have you seen any of those before? Okay, well, all y'all listening, basically an infomercial is they try to sell you something. And first they try to show you what it's like without the product. And then they show you what it's like with the product. So basically, what happens is a lot of women, they know that when they get with a man, that they see that we are the product, pure pleasure, sex and fun, romance, all these things. That's what we embody. But the problem with the average guy who doesn't have game is that they are what we call brand X, staying in victimhood, always giving up, negative thoughts, no self-awareness, bad in bed. Being a victim, no game, making excuses, poor me, all these things. And these are the things that people don't understand, T, is when they walk out that door, this is what women pick up on. You are either that man or you're a brand X guy that she will either date, not even date, go out with and take you for your money, but she's not going to want to sleep with you. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. She's always saying and asking herself why, you know, guys, this is what I'm saying to you. She's asking, why should I believe in you? Why should I follow you? Why should I date you? Why should I give myself to you? And these are things that you have got to be able to have the answer for. I don't want y'all to feel like you're a product, but your name is like a brand. Your name should say a million things about you without you saying anything at all. And this is where Ty and I are talking about as far as touching a woman without touching her. The way we are with them, and like Ty said, we don't even have to be around them to see what we are. We draw in the curiosity. Ty, you know, my whole thing is it's not what I am when I'm with you. It's what you're thinking about me when I'm not around, my brother. Yeah, I always I was talking about this whole week, Ty. I don't know if you see the letter A. I'm not treating them like kindergartens, but I always want them to see the letter A or the number one. And the reason why the letter A is so important is because A will always be A. A will never be anything else but A. A will be A.
Hello? All right, so I just got us back into another way of trying to get in. So, guys, y'all can call in. We're trying to fix the phones. It's like Blog Talk's acting up, so I'm trying to find ways to get it going. So I think we got it going right. We'll try it this way. If not, we'll just keep going with what we got right here.
But, hey, everybody, call in. Let's see what's going on.
Yeah, let's see what's going on. Let's get some more of y'all questions right here. He's asking this question right here. He's asking, how do you get self-validation from within, Ty? What say you on that, brother?
Okay. Let me try to even think about this question, because let me tell you that when you stand on who you are and you embody who you are, this isn't even a question that you ask. You are your validation. Like, validation doesn't come up to my mind when I think of this. when I think of myself, I just am. I do or I don't. I am or I'm not.
Yeah.
The whole idea of validation is the insecurity within yourself, which needs to be told it's doing good, which needs to be told it's right. And then you have to ask yourself, by whose standard? And that's the problem with validation, that you're looking for from other people, because that's their standard. That's their expectation. So when it becomes my standards, my validation for myself, I mean, my standards and my expectations for myself, there's no sense of validation. I'm just, I am or I'm not. I'm holding myself to my standard or I'm not. I'm living up to my expectation or I'm not.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and bring this. Let me just try these calls real quick. 407, can you hear us, sir? 407. 407 going once. 407. All right, let's try area code 856. 856, can you hear us?
Hello?
85. Yes, can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You can't hear us?
Can you hear Hello?
You can hear us?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear us? Yes, we can
yes.
hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
So, okay. All right, so look, you may or may not remember me, but I was the guy last time when I asked, she said I'm like a little kid and like, and with the whole pill, John, and whatever, that I'm him. So I called back to say, everything that you said tonight is true. And I know we just started off the show and whatever. But the crazy thing is, I was with my girl. I seen this joint in Wawa. And I approached her. I was really looking to go get what I need. But, like, I asked for her help, and she helped me. And we started chatting. I said, look, I like your pants. And we started chatting and whatever. So I didn't ask for her number. She asked to put her number in my phone. So then we started talking. Boom, this was like Monday. We started talking back and forth, whatever. And now cut to the chase. Now she's ready to come over to my crib. Now the thing is, I wanted to wait. Then as though she got, because she didn't get here yet, I didn't tell her that I had a girl. Now I'm going to wait until I get here and see if I can try to like, well, I'm gonna be me, but I'm gonna see if like she's down with like a droopy thing. I don't know what's the actual term called. I just call it droopy.
How old are you, man?
I'm 21. Oh, and the joint is 24. I forgot to mention.
All right, do you think having a woman come over and then tell her about another woman is gonna turn her on?
You know.
Why are you telling about
Did
another
woman? Did you think
woman?
At all?
Exactly. Yeah, why are you telling about another woman? Tell me what
you
think.
I think it's just part of my character. Like, I don't know. I know some dudes, they had like a roster, like a selection.
Brother, you ain't on that level to have a roster. You are not on any level. If a woman is coming over, enjoy her. Do not tell her about another woman because you ain't that dude. Is that understandable? You get it?
Okay.
Ty, you got it, man.
Nah, I literally said that, man. It's like you tried to... I don't even know, bro. When Steve asked you the question, your hesitation and your stuckness showed you that you didn't really think it through. So just, you know, think with your big head next time. That's your little head, man.
Yeah. You ain't ready for this, brother. You worried about telling her about another woman versus what are you gonna do when she comes over?
Well, I already know, like, because later we was gonna chill earlier and I was gonna show around my town, whatever, and then go do something, then probably come back here, but she coming a little later, so I think she already know what time it is. It's like,
listen to your language. We were probably going to do something and maybe she could come here. What about any of that is affirmative? What about any of that is assertive? What about any of that says, I want to do it? Probably, maybe, if she could have, would have. Go to the doctor, tell them you broke your arm, and then they come out in the room and say, you probably could come back in 10 minutes and maybe we could fix it. How would you feel?
Like, in response to that.
So how does she feel when she talks to you and this is the normal language that you have? I'm just putting it in perspective. Because when people in our lives deliver the assertiveness that we expect from them, the assertiveness that makes things happen, we just assume and accept it as is. But you don't realize that other people that interact with you want the same from you.
Caller, there's an expectation. In 404, we bring you in 407. Real quick, there's an expectation. She's saying, I'm not going to go out with these guys over here. I'm going to go over to your place. Listen to me. It's Friday night. Instead of going out with Ronnie, Bobby, Rick, your Mike, if I like the girl catch, you like, cool it now. And instead of that, what are you going to do? Is she going to be looking at you, dog? So, look, you got to get your shit together, man. We got other calls to grab, man. But you need some help, brother, okay?
Okay. I'm going to take your word on that.
You better have your shit together. She's on her way.
Bet.
And don't
say
tell
less.
The other woman.
All right.
Okay?
Say less.
All right. All right. Yeah. Say nothing at all. Not less. All right. 407. What's up? Just your question. 404. We got you next. 407. What's up? 407 going once. 407 going twice. All right. Let's go to the next caller. 404. You're there. 404. Are you there?
Yep. Y'all can hear me?
Yes. Do you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear y'all.
All right. What's your question?
I feel I'm pretty good myself. It's not about females, like, because it's more like Ty, but Ty fascinates me like fuck, but I ain't gonna hold. I've been trying to do the Patreon for a minute, but I ain't do it because I'm busy at college. But Ty, it's really simple. Like, I just want to know, like, everything I watch, videos, et cetera,
Did you just say you were busy?
No, not right now. I'm talking about, like, I'm in college.
I don't care if you're in college, but you're not busy. Never
like
say you're busy to a real man.
I understand.
No, it's not understanding. Hey, listen, I'm not even on Ty's Patreon. I can tell you that you choose not to do anything. You're lazy as fuck. There is no busy as a man. Men do not use words, I'm busy. We find time and make time. But I'm going to let Ty on this one. Ty, that's your guy, man.
Yeah, definitely in celebration, brother, but you got to look at yourself as in control of yourself and everything you do. Saying I don't have time is like, and I like to give you all these metaphors to put it in perspective. What do you know what you tell yourself when you say I don't have time and I'm just too busy? You tell yourself that you can't do it. In the most simple way possible, I can explain it.
Does that make any sense?
Rather than saying you choose not to do it.
No, I understand that. I was saying the fact of just like, I understand you got to make time. Like a real man makes time. I mean, my father tells me that all the time, obviously. It was just saying the fact of you got to make time for what you want. And I understand that's what you were trying to say to me. And that fact of like the Patreon, because I want to get more deeper conversations with Ty because he just fascinates me as a person. I want to understand like how he thinks. My question really coming on here was to ask him just, like, how do you think the way you think on life as a whole? Like, what do you feel like going through life? Because I'm 19 right now. I got a long way to go. I'm doing things, et cetera. I understand that. I'm not a big man. Yeah, I get that. But I'm trying to do whatever I got to do to make myself successful for my family, myself, et cetera, the people that I care about. I was just wondering, like, what do you feel like this makes you think the way that you think on life and how you make decisions on things like that? That's what I respect of you. That's what fascinates me about you.
Oh, Ty, you got it, man. You can reply to that. It's you, dope.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I would say, you know, at a very young age, even if I didn't know who I was, I knew who I wasn't. And I was a sheep that was a poor mentality, I was, you know, a follower mentally and intellectually, because before I even knew that my age or any type of thing related to that category divine, excuse me, I'm stumbling my words, but before I knew to recognize a person's age and to use that to allow their authority to transcend my own self, I learned to think for myself and trust my curiosity. And that continues in everything I do now, and all the things that I question, and all the things that I believe in, because I've questioned things that people have told me to think or believe. So this is just a constant process of reforming and reshaping me. It's like a Rubik's Cube. You scramble it up and fix it back together. Scramble up and fix it back together. And anything and everything. Steve, anything you want to say about
yourself? Just remember, young man, what you are seeing is from the outside window. Once you learn game, you're going to change. Your perspective is going to shift. All this caring and family and all this stuff might shift because your parents might have a certain expectation for you than you have for yourself. And once your expectation goes beyond parents' expectation for you, that's where there's going to be a little bit of tug on their side, because they remember the thing that's deep about Ty and myself is we go beyond the thought of the average parent. I mean, we realize that we're not the stories handed down to us. We create our story. So, and we create what we want. And the average parent cannot think that deep. So when you go past that point, it's going to be hard for them to accept you, because then they're not accepting themselves, because then they're going to feel like, God damn, what the fuck, what was I? What was I to you at that point where you were passing me by with thought, with pure thought? So you got to be ready for that.
I understand that. What opened me up to the whole thing was like with my dad, because my dad's on more of the spiritual side. And so that's what made me try to open the door for myself and find my own path to my own journey. My mom is a little bit more closed off on that. She's more Christian. She's more like restrictive, right? Where my dad's more chill and likes to let me open up and find things for myself in the world, like, and get different perspectives from different people. I like to find knowledge. I like to read, et cetera, and understand people. Just meet people and interact with people in real life, IRL, to just expand my knowledge as a young man.
I like what you're doing, but when are you going to put yourself first? You're so busy trying to find knowledge and see other people that amaze you that you'll be truly amazed when you start learning more about yourself. You're going to be really amazed. If you're amazed now, wait till you become one with yourself, and wait till you learn yourself. Wait till you write the book on yourself and the knowledge of yourself. Now, I didn't say to look at other people and follow the people, but you're putting them first. You're putting them first, and you'll get caught into that where you'll start mimicking them because you are so, like, in awe of them versus being in awe of yourself, number one. See, if you are one with yourself, then reading any book that of anybody is fine, because you're reading their perspective, but their perspective is not, you're just reading the book. You know what I mean? Hey, this guy's kind of cool. I'm reading. So Ty did the 48 Laws of Robert Greene. I watched Ty's video. I'm always watching his videos, of course. He had a Robert Greene book and everything, but see, Ty is Ty. So what's okay for Ty to read the book is because Ty puts Ty first. But if Ty put the book first, then Ty would be a Robert Greene fan. And then he would try to be the second best Robert Greene versus the only Ty out there. Does that make any sense? Go ahead. What did you want to say?
Go ahead.
I was just saying, like, being an individual. Ain't nothing wrong. I feel like there's nothing wrong with being selfish. To love yourself, to build yourself. What I was saying, the fact of by meeting people, et cetera, I'm myself. My name's Solomon. Like, I'm myself. I'm Solomon. All right? The people that I meet, the individuals that I meet, I talk to, I understand their opinions. It's not going to change how I think on a certain topic or how I think on life. I just like to expand knowledge and learn from people to gather it up in my brain, to just keep it as storage, not to change myself, but I just, that's just how I live. I just enjoy learning. I enjoy interacting with people, reading, doing different things to understand the world itself, but I'm not going to change myself for nobody. Never, because that's stupid.
But I will always like to expand. I understand what you're saying, but this is where you go wrong. You're still outside. You're inside out instead of outside in. All of it is outside world, outside world, outside world, outside world. Fuck the outside world. I create my world internally, and I am, like I say, the letter A. I don't care if it's winter, spring, summer, fall, March, May, June, July, August. I don't care what day, time, if it's 5 o'clock or 12 o'clock. I am me, and Ty is him all day, every day. We never sway.
Okay.
So we move that way. The world must learn us. And like I say, the women, because of the way we are, women are intrigued by why we are that way. Because we're disrupting the system. Something's wrong here. Because we're an anomaly. Mm-hmm. Because we're moving like A. We are us. We're not trying to fit into the world. We're moving in the world. Mm-hmm. But if the world's got to work to us, we ain't trying to bend our will to the world. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, I understand that. I get you trying to say. I'm trying to get what you're trying to say. It's still really yourself, not really care. You don't really care about the outside world. Just don't care about the outside world. Care about yourself. Just mainly care about yourself and what you can do for yourself.
Kimmy?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
You
hear me, Carl?
You're good.
All right.
Yeah, I can hear you.
You know what? A lot of times you just follow the outside world's law of the land. You'll be a fish trying to climb a tree, wondering why you can't climb it. You know, that's the saying. You can't judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree. And the idea behind that is you need to deal with yourself and know yourself directly as you are and everything about you, because from that inside out way of viewing things, because that's the way you'll be most effective and efficient with who you are. You may read different books and learn a lot of knowledge and insight and, you know, whatever the connection may be. But until you see yourself as your greatest asset, as your greatest book, as your greatest investment, that's when you'll begin to take the responsibility, the accountability that is necessary in changing everything in your environment and everything around you or the world that you live in.
Yeah, we got some other calls, caller, but real quick, just to say to you real quick, always tell what a good book is. Because remember,
Steve, the mic just muted.
Oh, fuck up. Hold on, caller. I know you can hear me. Hold on a second. You can always tell what a good book is by if they talk at you or talk to you. Ty and I are always talking to you guys because we're not. See, if I talk at you, I'm trying to push my ideologies on you. If I'm talking at you.
Mm-hmm.
But if I talk to you, I'm trying to show you ways that you can grow yourself. We don't want you to be us. Ty doesn't want you to be Ty. I don't want you to be me. So we're going to talk to you so you can learn to have a compass to guide yourself. See, that's the difference. We're not a cult. Like those motherfuckers across the street, they always talking at you. They're talking at you, always complaining, bitching, whining, moaning, and all that other stuff. We, on the other hand, are saying that by listening to what we're saying is we're showing you how to structure. Think about this. What is the one thing that a car, your telephone, and a TV have in common? That Ty and I will do that. What is a car, TV, a phone, and your computer, and Ty and I have in common?
Shit.
What do you think it is?
Shit, I don't know.
We all have an instructional manual, meaning we don't go when the phone or the car or the laptop is down. There's always an instructional manual that is attached to that says this is how you troubleshoot your computer, your phone, or your car. And this is what Ty and I are trying to show you. We're trying to give you a manual so you can have instructions for yourself on ready to troubleshoot your life, to troubleshoot how you talk to women, to troubleshoot how you evolve. That's the difference. That's talking to you. We're trying to get you to create your manual. We have our manuals. You don't have yours. But in order to get yours, you must have or find someone who can talk to you about creating the manual versus telling you to do their manual their way. Ty, what say you, brother?
I mean, I literally couldn't have said it better myself. You know what I'm saying? It's the difference between coaching and nurturing or, you know, coaching versus I'm your mom or your dad or you know, this person who thinks I know it all. I know that I don't know it all, which makes me know more than you. But when I say you, it's not even a comparison of me knowing you and you knowing more or less of me. It's just me against me.
There you go. Yes. All right, caller. So we'll throw you back in. We got other calls, brother. Okay. Call back if you have a question. Okay, my brother.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
All right, great call, young man. 407 is the last time I'm going to try you. The calls are working, so please unmute yourself. Are you listening or are you just calling in for a question? 407. 407, this is the last time. If you call in, I'm just going to hang up on you every time. Speak up.
Yeah, they go ahead and like 3 times.
Yeah, this is your last time. And don't call back again.
Me?
All right. Yeah, you. Yes, you.
Yo, can you hear me?
407. Yes, can you hear us?
Bruh, I thought about the number that was ending like in 559, like not the first three. Oh. Oh, never mind.
Okay, what's right, going
so
on, man?
All right.
Because when you
so,
say unmuted.
I don't hear nothing.
All right, go ahead. What's going on, brother?
You see, you hear
can
it now?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I hear him.
Some reason, I don't hear
him.
You can't hear him?
Hold on. All right, I'll close the call real quick, and I'll repeat it.
Just ask your question and I'll tell Ty. What is your question?
Okay, real fast. Like, there's a girl that I'm inviting tomorrow, all right? There's something that I have, like, a little problem with me. Like, I can't – it's like I'm missing a skill tree that I can't connect with a girl sexually real fast. Like,
I don't know
how to explain it.
Don't ask her over. Thing you do is tell her to stay home. Don't ask her over. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. Don't ask her. Why would you do that? Why would you ask her? Why would you? Wait a second. Listen, brother. If you don't know what to do, why are you asking her over? Don't do it, please.
No,
tell her to stay home.
No. There's something. All right. All right. Hold on a second. Let's hold on for a second, my boy.
Sorry, Ty. Ty. He's saying that there's a girl coming over his place. But he doesn't know what the fuck to do. He has no sexual side of him.
No. Okay. Here's where you're missing my point.
What's your point?
The thing is, I know I have my, like, for example, I know what to do and all this sort of stuff, but... For example, let me give you another example real fast. Like, I've been in the club or whatever.
Okay, stop. What is your question? So I can tell Ty. Right. What is your question?
All right, let me get it to Ty. Ty, it's like I'm missing a skill tree. I don't know. Like, I have a game and all that sort of stuff, but connecting with a girl, like, there's something I'm missing while talking to a girl.
He's missing. Why so, talking
like,
to a girl?
The G-spot or shit.
Lick the G-strot. Well, then don't ask the girl over. You can't know how to lick the pussy. Why are you doing that?
Nah, bro.
Man, Ty, go ahead and talk to this knucklehead, man. You know, listen, go ahead and talk to him, man. I'm done. Go ahead, man. It's crazy. Those
bruh,
water outside. Crazy, man. Nah, man. You're saying you got a girl over. You don't even know how to eat pussy. Get your ass off the phone and learn some games.
No, you're missing the whole point, G, my boy. No. Like... I ain't a virgin, my boy. I know what I'm doing, but the thing is...
You're saying, Steve, I have a sexual tree, and I don't know what I'm doing with the cause to lick the pussy. So I'm having a girl come over to my place.
Let me ask Taekwondo
the same question. Taekwondo, I've got the girl coming over to my place, but I am not sexually... I my sexual...
All right, you know, I got a perfect thing for him, Steve. I got a birthday for him. Carter, real simple, real nice and easy.
Mm-hmm.
How about you decide what to do?
Mm-hmm.
You ever thought of that? How about you try, thinking about it, figuring it out, being intentional, having a plan. All right, when she comes over, first
sorry.
Thing is going to
be. All right, sorry. Hold on.
No,
hold on a second, please.
Candace is going to be there. Or whatever the case may be. As soon as I see her, this is exactly what I'm going to say, and this is exactly how she's going to react. And then after I say that, I'm going to do this. Then I'm going to do that. Then I'm going to do this. On the other side, I don't know what to do. What are you, a deer in headlights stuck in the middle of the street? Or are you going to move? Or are you going to make a move? Make a plan, bro.
I have a plan. The whole thing. I have a plan and all this sort of stuff. Like, okay, here's the little problem that I'm missing, my boy. Like, I know what to do, everything. I know how to lay down all this sort of stuff. But the thing is, I've been like in her place twice.
Okay, you've been in her place
twice.
Can
you hear me?
All right. What's your fucking question? What are you saying? What,
dude?
I'm just repeating,
dude.
I can't hear me. I've got to repeat it because I can't hear me, dude. So go ahead and ask.
Yeah, we can't hear the call.
Let me rephrase my question and I'll come back. How about that? I don't want to get many people on
just
the call.
Just ask your question, surface dweller. What is your question?
I don't know anymore, my boy.
Your question and tell that woman to go over to Taekwondo's house after this is over so at least you can have some kind of plan. Get your loser ass off the phone. Erico 504, you're on, sir. What's up? 504 going once. Yes, you.
Hey,
you hear that? You hear that, Ty?
Sorry, man.
No, sorry.
All right. I have a quick question.
Make sure you go to the settings at the bottom.
Let me go to settings again.
That's your audio.
I'm
going to
hit the settings real quick. Hold on a second, caller.
Speaker in that.
Because I got all this new equipment, so everything is like all over the place right now. So let me see here. It throws me off. There it is. Here it comes. Yeah, the new equipment is switching it over. Okay, you can hear him now, I bet. Go ahead, caller.
All right. Can you guys hear me properly as well? Or
yeah, we can hear him.
You hear that's on me. Yeah, the new equipment that I have is going all over the place. But go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
All right. Don't worry about it. Okay. So you know how you guys were talking about that creating your own manual, right?
Yes.
So I would like you guys to elaborate on it. Like, is it like when you guys talk about the manual? Is it taking the steps to like becoming the best version of yourself or taking the steps to designing the life that you want, right? Or no?
The manual is my A. That's all it is.
Your A.
It is strictly for me. I am never changing it. It's me and how I move for myself. Not Bigfoot, Sasquatch, not a Smurf, not an elf or a unicorn. Me. How I move. Does that mean that's
all
what
right,
a manual
okay.
is for? You'll never get a – are you going to look at a BMW manual if you got a Toyota car? Are you going to read that manual for a Toyota?
Hell no.
Caller? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
504, hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
He got the menu to his phone.
Yeah, service dweller got quiet on us, man. Let's get to the next one. Error code 310. 310, what's your question, sir?
Yo, what's up, Steve? This might be a
and
silly question. Might not.
Hello, Taekwondo. Hello, Taekwondo. What's up, Steve? What's up, Taekwondo?
And as a matter of fact, I actually have a question with him tomorrow.
Sir. Show respect to both individuals. Start over. Let's go.
Come on. What up, guys? Sup, Steve? Sup, Ty? So I was just wondering, I was like, would you guys be able to elaborate on what do they mean by, like, when you talk to someone else or whatever, like, other people are just versions of you or whatever. Like, what that mean?
What the fuck are you talking about?
But I know y'all heard that before.
I want what you smoking, my boy.
Yeah, what are you talking about, sir?
Maybe I have to trip it. All right, I'm going to keep watching. My bad, bro.
Dude, listen to your voice and you see why you ain't getting women. You sound goofy as fuck. Shame on you, dog. Now, I want y'all to listen to this guy's voice. And then y'all wonder why women don't want to talk to y'all. That shit's amazing.
Yo,
man. Y'all got to learn how to let y'all nuts drop and talk like men. Jesus.
Yeah, nah, that's crazy. Call that again, Brady.
Yeah, that's crazy. He just laughing and chuckling.
He hung up?
Yeah, he ran the fuck off, man. He ran off. I couldn't even hang up with him fast enough. He ran off. Let me see if we got any questions in the queue, guys. Y'all can ask your questions, or you guys can call in. Let me see time. I'm trying to go up the thing, and this is Jesus Christ. I don't know what he's at. He's like,
what's that word?
Wait, let me see. Let me start off with this one.
Maro Cushion.
I met her 2 hours ago, and I want to invest in a crazy long-ass drivetrain because I don't get a car. So that's what he's saying. And then he's saying, my question is, what's the game plan? Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, my God. We're talking about meeting 2 hours ago, investing a lot of money into a train, bro? Oh, my God.
Surface dweller. Wait, 31310, don't call back unless you're going to talk, because I will hang up on you. Look, surface dweller, look, Pete Game, man, listen to what you're saying here, okay? You met her 2 hours ago, okay? You don't want to invest crazy long as drive on the train, whatever, because I don't have a car. And to be fair, I don't go far for a woman that's out of my city. But yet, why are you asking us this fucking question then? So my real question is the game, wait a second. Why do you want a game plan when you just told us that you don't even want to go out of your city? What is Ty, take the wheel on that. I don't even know what to say to that, Kate.
Yeah, everything you said is confusing because it's a push/pull, but there was never any push. I mean, you're talking about I'm thinking of traveling far and spending a lot of money, but, you know, I never travel far and spend a lot of money, so I just want to know what y'all think.
What's the game plan?
So what's going on? I'm confused. Why would you – wow. Oh, my God. So many questions. Your question gave us more questions.
Exactly. That's the problem.
Literally.
I don't –
What is the game plan to let her come over? Why don't you tell her?
Hey, see, Ty? Hold on, Ty. That's the problem. That's why she shouldn't come over. Because you can't even formulate a thought to just ask her to come over to your place. But now, please understand, she's not going to come over to your place because you have no motherfucking game. You can't fuck. You can't eat pussy. You can't kiss. And you're desperate. You're needy and creepy. So... it's not going to work, but you can still ask her to come over. I mean, if that's what you want, it's not going to work, but you should just ask. I think you need to be focusing more on getting your life together so you can have a car and other things so you can move around like a man does versus the fact of you're trying to not go out of the city, but you want to have her come to you and all this other stuff. You just ain't ready, brother. You just ain't ready. Ty, what you got, man?
Let me ask y'all dudes, man, like, how are y'all so comfortable getting pussy with your priorities all over the place? You worried about the wrong P. You talking pussy over priorities? What's going on? When I'm broke, I only want bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Respectfully. I can't imagine, man, she want to come up, lay up under me and do it. I got shit to do. I got shit to handle out. You telling me y'all niggas be thinking about pussy starving? How? This is beyond. My mind is blown, bro.
Yeah, well, this is why you guys will never be able to touch a woman. Y'all, this is why y'all will never be able to touch a woman the way we're explaining, because you don't even know yourselves yet. You don't even know yourselves yet to grow in this game. But guys, anyone else has a question, go ahead and ask. You got you covered and stuff. Go ahead and answer this shit, T. Go ahead and answer. I go behind you on this one.
Take yourself seriously. That's the best thing you can do for self improvement.
You don't want to do that. Why do you surface dwellers always ask, how can I be a lawyer or a doctor in one sentence and think one answer is going to be the answer for all your problems that you have? Like Ty said earlier, there's so much depth to being a man and so much depth that you've got to learn for yourself that you don't want to learn it. Remember, most of you guys are known that red pill shit as well. So you asking self-improvement of what? See that right there? Of what? And then when you ask us that, give an answer to that question, then of what on that question? Or the why of that question? Shout out to my dogs, Miles Cunningham. Shout out, Miles. Big shout out to you, man. My love. But that's what I'm saying, man. Ty, the problem is they want a one-word answer to a million answered question. What say you, Ty, on that?
Or they don't constantly realize it's they're reaching and trying to stuff things in their pocket, but they don't realize they have a hole in their pocket. So they just keep reaching down and picking up and grabbing more stuff, grabbing more knowledge, asking more questions. You have a hole in your pocket. No matter how much you learn, no matter how much you ask, no matter how much you fill into that pocket, it's going to keep falling out. And that's the metaphor you guys need to understand about fulfilling yourselves, being your own backbone, being your own leader, being your own person you can fall into your own arms and trust yourself in your answer and your wisdom, your guidance, your vision. It all comes with being who you are as a man, nothing to do with that woman. But guess what? Women find this incredibly, irresistibly attractive. Oh, my God. Just listen to how he talks. Listen to how he thinks.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. He just grabbed my... Oh.
Exactly. All right, we got two calls.
Wetter than the third aisle at Rite Aid, man.
971, what's your question? Then 443. 971, what's your question?
Am I on the line?
Sir, what is your question, sir? Okay, call back. Okay, we asked you three times, what's your question? Eric code 443. What is your question, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's up, Steve? What's up, Ty? So, yeah, hey, Steve, my question is, why is it that the more that I try to break my contracts, the deeper I get into the thoughts of the gatekeeper or the ninja?
Well, the reason why is because, see, what happens is that you have trained yourself to believe the voices and the things that you're saying in your head, okay? Remember I told you, you got the prisoner and the warrior type mindset where you're allowed to leave your cell, but you can only walk around the grounds of the jail walls itself, okay? So you're trying to escape something that you've never escaped before. So the more you try to escape it, the louder the voice is going to be, the more anxiety you're going to feel because you got to get past that current. You got to get past that point. See, you're worried about the voices versus doing what you have to do. Remember, that's why I told a guy last night, just are you near a light switch?
Yeah.
Go over to the light switch real quick. Real quick. Hurry up. Go to the light switch. And
All right.
Is the light on or off?
It's on.
All right. Say I can't turn off the light, then turn that motherfucker off.
I can't turn off this light. Turn it off.
I can't turn it on and then turn it on.
Can't turn it on.
So, all right, stop right there. So what happened right there is the problem with a lot of the surface dwellers they don't see. You could tell yourself a million things, but if your behavior lines up with the thought, override the voice.
Steve, the microphone cut out again.
Okay. Oh, Ty, you got it.
Do the setting thing real quick.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Yeah, go ahead, Ty.
It fixes back when you do that.
Yeah.
But like Steve was about to say, y'all have to realize, and I even made this point when I talked to y'all about, you know, she told me she missed me. She said she liked me. She said I was cute. She said, And I was like, well, look at her actions. What do her actions represent compared to her word? So I realized out of the conversation that I have with myself, no matter what I tell myself, if I ain't doing shit and if I ain't on shit and if I'm betraying what I know is right and I should be doing, then I ain't shit. No matter how good it sounds or how good it looks. I ain't shit. And at the end of the day, you'll know that because you're the only one who can truly evaluate the authenticity of who you are and what you're doing as a person. You can even fool social media. You can fool your friends and family. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Does that make any sense? Mm,
yeah.
It's still muted.
Oh, wait.
And when you do the same thing in the audio and then change the mic and then the speaker, that
right,
works.
Yeah,
but,
I know. I don't know.
Oh, you good.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So does that make any sense, caller?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll throw you back in. We got other calls, brother, okay? If you got any questions, right, call
peace.
Back, okay? All right, let's bring in 971. We can hear you, man. What's your question, brother? What's up?
So my question is, basically, I want to work on my game and get my finances together. My question is, how do I keep developing my mind and learning game while still being attractive to her, my girl, and women in general without losing focus on the goal?
You don't want to learn game. You don't want to learn game. You want to learn how to be a woman. You don't want to learn game. Listen to your question. Say, ask your question again. How do I learn game while keeping what? You're a woman, what?
I said.
Wait.
No, I said I want to work on my. I said I want to work on my game and get my finances together. My question is, how do I keep developing my mind and learning game while still being attracted to my girl? You know, knowing that I'm not gonna have the amount of time that I've got now. No, I know what I said because y'all basically say it's not about the woman, right? It's not about her. But I'm in a relationship with her.
I don't give a fuck if your relationship with a panda. I don't care who your relationship is. What is your your finances ain't gotta do the game. Wait. What makes you think you have game anyway? Why do y'all guys say you got something that you don't have? You ain't got no game.
I don't have
no,
what
you
I'm saying. How do I go about it?
Right. By not saying shit you saying right now. Your finances, okay, you ready? Getting your finance together, that means you're responsible. Has nothing to do with the game. Just means that you're a responsible young man. Has nothing to do with the game. And all this attracting my woman, what is all that about? What is that about?
I mean, just remaining attractive, being an attractive man.
Remaining attractive.
If you're talking about improving, right? What part of you becomes less attractive if you're improving?
Thank you.
Okay.
How long have you been with
your girlfriend? No, wait. And why can't you answer that if you just were willing to defend that belief?
No, you said being attractive is about improving, right?
Belief that
that's what you said.
I'm just saying, just catch yourself in and the things that you believe and subscribe to without having any underlying true meaning behind them. And that was one of them. That one question just exposed immediately. Like, you were speechless at that.
Got you.
How old are you, young man?
I'm 22.
Are you living with her?
No.
Are you having unprotected sex?
Are you having
unprotected sex?
No, I'm not. No, sir.
Okay, just making sure. All right. Yeah. Well... Dog,
yeah,
you got to get
listen,
or to get on the man.
I just called in
because what?
Yeah, I just want to call in because I used to be on that red pill shit, and I used to be like really insecure and you know all that type of stuff until I came across y'all, the real game of theory and all that stuff.
Just remember this, young man. You're still, even though you're away from the cult, you're still going to have remnants of the cult, okay? So just remember that. You got a lot of layers to get rid of because when you agree on all that bullshit that they stuff down your throat, you actually thought that was truth. That was your truth. So now you're trying to go against what you actually... So, yeah, it's going to take some time. As I say, just keep listening to shows, get some coaching, and we both got you, okay?
Yeah, man. Hey, and I appreciate the tough love, too, man. for sure.
Nah, it's not tough love. It's just love. It's just what we do. But yeah, it's cool, man. It's not tough love. We're just, talking to you. All right, young man. All right, much love to you, man. Let's get to 310, then 336. 310, what's your question, man?
What's up, guys? I got two questions. The first question is, for a good majority of my life, I want to say I put myself second. And now that I'm putting myself first, a lot of people think I'm a dick or I'm being mean or some bullshit.
Call him.
No, I'm not.
Dick.
Yeah.
What would you rather be? Call it instead of a dick, would you rather be a pussy?
No, what I'm saying is, like, how could I deal? Like, dude, I shouldn't let it bother me, right?
Caller, a squirrel walked right in front of you this morning. Do you give a fuck about that squirrel? Wait. There was a bird. Wait, I'm sorry. There was a cloud that went past you. So if you don't give a fuck about those things, why do you give a fuck about what people think about you?
Oh, I should. All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Word. All right. Appreciate that. Now, question number two is, all right, so this chick followed me on Insta and all this shit, and she asked me for my number and shit. Nah, I'm lying. I got her number. It was on fucking Tinder, but then I took it to Insta, and I still provided my number, and she, like, did the whole nine yards. That was, like, last night or this morning. I still haven't got back to her because I literally deadass had errands and seen you guys, and you guys suggest to her by yourself, right? Now I just don't. I think if that's how I'm approaching, well, I'm going to hit her up. Well, I kind of don't know what to say.
Say goodbye to her. Let her go. Yeah, let her go.
Just let her call me one day.
No, throw her back in the water, man. You ain't ready, dog. That's the problem with y'all guys. Y'all want women, but you don't even know what to do when you get them. Ty, what's
you scared of, bro? You're scared of yourself and the you you're gonna have to be in order to do what you know needs to be done.
All right. So if I were to ask me if I'm scared, I would say yes. And then if I were to say what am I scared of, I would say fucking up, because I feel like I've got to this point with like a dozen women, and then like out of those dozen times, only four times I got it right. And I still haven't figured out that formula.
listen. Simple principle. When you're driving, do you look at where you don't want to go, or do you look where you want to go?
All right. Yeah.
Where do you look?
Simple. I like it like that. All right. I'll let the next call it, all right?
So this is what I do. Don't fuck up. Don't this or don't that. What if I told you to don't think about a monkey? What are you going to imagine? You hit a fucking giraffe?
Yeah. All right. I got you guys. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Bro.
All right. Simple, man. Thank you. We got 336 and then 484. 336. What's your question, man? What's your question?
Yo, what's going on? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we got you, brother.
First off, I want to say, you know what I'm saying, big shout out to Taekwondo. I fuck with you, Steve. Big shout out to Taekwondo. You really be dropping gems. Y'all both, you know what I'm saying, y'all both be helping out the community. I really fuck with what y'all got going on. All right, so my question is, actually, I got two questions. My first question is, what's the best way to keep a woman attracted to you, other than personality and looking good with your body and your looks? Like, what other ways can you keep women attracted to you?
Wait, what is your SD. Yeah, what is your body and looks got to do with attraction?
I mean, I feel like.
Well, tell me what you feel like. Tell me what you feel. Come on, you
feel
like
that's part of it, but that's not all of it.
You feel like it's part of it, right? That's how you feel? That's how you really feel? Well,
yeah,
what if I told you you're fucking wrong? All right, well, let me ask you a question. All right, let's look at it. Okay, let's take a redhead, a brunette, and a blonde. Okay, a redhead, a brunette, and a blonde. Do you know that each one of them will see you different? The redhead might like your body because she likes the muscles. The brunette might think you're thin and fucking small, and they don't like a feminine fracture, a body type, you know? And the blonde might like a combination of both. So what does that got to do with anything if the perception of the woman is what she likes? So what does that have to do with what you're saying?
Yeah, you're right. I never thought about it like that. I never thought about it in that way.
That's what we try to do is try to get you to think. Go ahead, Ty.
Or if you're going to place the level of attraction she has for you in something like how you look, and then realize that you could lose your hair, you can have wrinkly skin, a black eye, a bigger nose, a swollen lip, or one day you need a haircut, or your hair is nappy, or not rat nappy, but, you know, it gets rough over time, whatever. And you're like, well, why does she lose attraction? Oh, let me guess. I placed the attraction based on something which was wishy-washy, so therefore her reaction to me is wishy-washy. But when I'm always me and she's attracted to me, where do you think that goes?
You're right.
It's liking you for what she doesn't know about you. The problem is for you guys, they know who you are. That's why you lose. They know who you are. They don't know Ty. They don't know me. You want to know why? Because we ain't you guys. We move to the beat and rhythm of our own drum. They've never, what I'm saying is she has already met you before, so she already knows you. She doesn't know me, and she doesn't know Ty, because we are solely evolving individuals that are moving in such a pace that she can't even catch up. So she is falling for what she wants to know about us versus her forcing you. She already knows you. Then you got to take her out to dinner. You got to buy her a few things. You got to fix a few things just to get a hug out of her because she already knows you. Because you're standing on the wrong thing. You're looking in the mirror and saying, well, it's got to be my look, because you know why? Because some red-pilled dumbass person told you and you believed that shit. That's why you're mimicking and regurgitating that red pill rhetoric, because you've been dipping over that red side. Don't lie, just say you have, because we know how you guys are. Yeah, okay. So that's what I'm saying. So you're coming over to a man's space with feminine thinking that it's not. And what we're saying goes against that red pill cult. And it's hard to soak that up. But what Ty and I told you hopefully can give you a breakthrough where you see that it's not your looks. A, like I say, isn't A always A, all day, every day, sir?
Yes or no?
Does the letter A have to lift weights?
Nope.
Yeah, right. Does the letter A have to have a nice car or a beautiful condominium or something, a nice pad?
Nope.
Or is it just saying I'm A and either you accept me or you don't? I don't give a fuck.
Straight like that.
Yep. Straight like that.
Yeah, straight like that. I feel you. I really feel you. So, yeah, man, I really do appreciate that. You guys really helped me out with that. You know what I'm saying? You kind of changed my perspective of looking at it that way. So, yeah, man, I really appreciate that. I got one more question before I go, man.
Sure.
One more question. My second question is, I feel like social media, like, change the dating game a lot.
No, that's your own red pill stuff. Again, we can go back to the letter A. All right, wait, was A the letter A in 24 BC? If it was back that far, but you see what I'm saying? Was A the letter A in 1764? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Was A or the number one the same in 1920?
Yeah. I think.
What do you mean? What do you mean? You think? Wait, is it what came before one? Then what number replaced one? If you think, what number replaced the letter A in the alphabet?
Nothing.
Okay, so it's always been the same, exactly, right?
Yeah, but I feel like if we're not really
tell me how you feel. How you feel is not what the world gives a fuck about. Fuck your feelings. You can feel like every woman should come to your door and take their clothes off. But guess what? Let me tell you about reality. Reality doesn't give a fuck about what you think. So can you stop feeling and stop thinking and just accept the fact that you have no game? The problem is not the women. The problem is that guy that is in the mirror that has no game. It's not the women. They're the same. Matter of fact, they're a caller. They're nastier. Caller, you hear me? Caller?
I hear you.
You hear me? They're nastier today than ever. They're nastier. They have sex faster than they ever had before, ever. So what the fuck are you talking about?
I said it made it easier for people who have game and harder for those who don't.
Yep.
They're giving it up faster than any time in history. And you're telling me there's a problem? If they're giving it up faster than any time in history, then who do you think the problem is?
Shit, I guess me.
There you go. Finally. Finally a come to Jesus moment. Good job, man.
Yeah, man. I just want to say, man, I see and, you know, I fuck with what y'all got going on, man. And, you know, just, you know, big shout out to y'all, man. I appreciate y'all.
All right, get off that red pill shit. It's not going to save you, brother, okay? We got a brother call us. But thank you for the call, brother. Okay?
All right.
Serious. Man. Get out of that cult. Get out of that cult. 484-347-919. 484, you're on, sir. What's up? 484 going once, 484 going twice. All right, move on. Error code 347. What's your question, sir? What's up?
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yes, go ahead, sir. What's up?
I just want to comment on I have a question, but I want to comment on can I comment on what y'all just spoke about?
You can try. Go ahead.
All right, yeah. I personally feel like the dating game definitely has changed because of social media, because women's standards.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
Okay, you feel what is changing the dating game?
Women's standards are risen because of what they see on social media and the memes and all this extra stuff that they see. So
wait a second. Their standards have changed because of you motherfuckers sitting around always bashing them, talking shit about them, and saying they ain't shit. And this is why they also change. Because y'all are coming in as the woman in the relationships. So you're forcing them to be the man in the relationships because y'all are the ones that can't communicate yourselves. You're the one in your feelings. You're the one always crying. You're the one that's always bitching. That's what you're doing. So, excuse me?
I said, that sounds like the female.
No, that right, exactly.
Listen, call her. Just simplify for yourself. If in this day and age you can fabricate who you are in her eyes on social media, create this whole profile, create this whole image and appearance of what she wants, and bait her with that, how do you think it's harder or easier to do this in person and to be yourself and create that attraction on the spot?
Because so women mind now are conditioned because of what's going on social media. Yes, I could be a type of guy where I could alleviate some of those things and you know, let her know what's real, but trying to get these women nowadays is hard. It's harder. I mean,
okay,
yeah,
try.
I could be
what
me.
You say?
Hold on, one thing at a time.
Explain to us how you try to get a woman.
Okay, it depends. Like, all right, so is it in person? Say it again.
How do you try to do it?
All right, so if it's in person, I approach them. You know what I mean? Ask them the basic questions or whatever the case is. If I'm in the with them.
Stop. All right, the basic questions, like a basic person that
I'm
shows
say basic man, basic methods.
Okay. Okay. When I say basic questions, it's like I'm thinking off the head right now, so like, I don't have no like you know. Hold on. I'm asking basic questions. The regular get to know you questions and.
Wait,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm
not gonna
okay, call
How did I lose?
One thing. I'm explaining why you lost. Because if you're asking her boring questions that you don't give a fuck about, she already knows you don't have experience in the bedroom. You don't have experience of turning her on. You don't have experience of her missing you.
Hey, Carla, don't let her be a bad bitch. Don't let her be a bad bitch. And she getting the same she getting the same lines and the same energy approaching her all day.
No, 100%. But like me asking her what's her name, where you from, like those are questions that determines whether I can't miss her. I'm not getting that.
Those are the basic questions. And saying that's the conversation anyone can have. So you do what everyone else does. What result did you expect to get?
All right, are you breaking up? Say that one more time.
So that one I'm getting, right?
What result do you expect to get doing the same shit that the average surface dweller does?
Okay, so well, I don't think – okay. I understand the psychological part about being – okay. He said?
Wait, no, sir.
Nothing psychological, bro. Just put it on paper. If I do exactly what everyone else –
like,
what result do I expect to get?
I feel like once I start asking basic questions, it's like, not Utah. I think, oh yeah, man mindset. You just automatically assume that I'm not, you know, you're not gonna be good and bad, and she's not gonna miss you because, like, bro, if I'm just asking you a basic standard question in terms of like, my game is not basic,
sir,
but everybody's has some type of basic.
Because real men don't give a. We don't ask women questions. That's what you don't understand. Real men do not ask questions. We do not talk at women. We talk to women. You're talking at her by asking her a bunch of boring questions because you're not a person that is...
How am I talking at her?
Excuse me?
If I woke up to a woman, I say, you know... Oh, I'm sorry?
Wait, because you don't know what... You ain't telling her what to do. You ain't that kind of guy.
I understand that. But if I'm not going to... Okay, so it's ethical to walk up to a woman and just tell her what to do?
Wait, you mean? Wait a second. What do you mean? Why isn't it ethical for you to tell her what to do? Why not tell
that's,
her
that's
to call not, you?
Because...
What,
okay,
what do you mean ethical? What do you mean ethical? What the right, fuck
so,
is... What?
Okay. What I'm trying to say is this, right? I'm sorry? Say it again?
See, just because you don't doesn't mean we can't. You don't even realize that there is a different way to approach a woman. To tell her why you came up to her. To tell her where you want to go with it now that you did come up to her. To tell her how it is and tell her what it isn't. And to leave it at that.
So the way that you guys are saying, if I walk up to a woman and just tell her what it is, that's basically like a one-sided conversation. I've seen plenty of videos of even what you do, Ty, where you say how they do dentist joint. He asks her where you from and all that stuff. Those are basic questions, and those are basically what I'm talking about.
Listen. Do you see where it was leading? Do you see where it led?
I'm saying.
How long are you staying in this area? I'm leaving Saturday. Okay, Saturday. All right. I'm gonna make sure I tap in with you before I leave.
But here's the crazy thing, Carl. Listen, we got you, Carl. But listen, you're saying that it's hard out there. We're breaking you down to show you why it's hard out there because you're making it hard for yourself because you have
right.
no
you,
game.
You like it's not even as complicated, gang.
Now 100%. I know it's not complicated, but it's like I don't think. Like I said, I don't think man mindset. I don't think you because like if I walk, I'm trying to understand this. If I go up to a woman, and I'm not, huh? And I'm not. I'm telling what I want her to do and shit like that. My
what
bad.
What is that you wanted to do? Tell her. What is that you wanted to do? What is it that you wanted to do?
Okay,
tell her.
If I'm to a woman, I'm asking a basic question, like, you know, how you doing? This time the third, and
no,
then
no,
I can talk and tell her what I want to do. But I feel like
how are you doing? She already knows what you want.
You know, she knows what you are.
She already knows
okay,
what
no,
she wants.
The thing is this. The thing is, we can't put that on every woman.
What do you mean,
you
we, white man?
Like,
you mean we?
I'm trying to
we.
But I'm saying, though, in order for you to understand me, I'm like,
you put it on, you open your mouth, bro.
Brother.
You think you're less.
OG.
I'm trying to cope with
He worships women.
Huh?
Okay, hold on real quick. No call because we're trying to correct you because a lot of people are trying to learn game from us, not learn how to complain like you. So what we're trying to do is help you out at the same time. So caller, do you really care about the questions you ask her? I mean, let's be honest. Do you really give a fuck?
It depends, bro. If I'm trying to get the hold on, but I'm being real, bro. Here's the thing. In realistically speaking, bro, I get what y'all saying, but like I'm trying to ask questions for people. You know what I mean? Who aren't on that type of time that you guys are on? Like where
wait,
you
wait, wait,
approach
that's
a woman?
Why that's why we're helping them through you by breaking you down to show them not to be like you.
I understand that, but I can't even finish what I want to say because you keep respectfully keep
all right,
like
go ahead and say something boring. Go ahead because we already okay. I'm gonna say it. Please, I'm gonna let you say something. Listen. I'm gonna let you know a secret. As soon as you open your mouth and you say your first three lines, we already know the answer, and that's why we're stopping you. But if you want us to wait for you to finish your sentence, go right ahead. But we're just trying to show you what women see as well. So if you want to try to explain yourself, go ahead. But I'm just trying to let you know, if you want to know why we keep stopping you, it's because we already know where this shit is going. And we're just trying to prevent it before you just talk about it. But go ahead. Okay. Go ahead and finish one sentence. Go ahead. We'll be quiet.
So what I'm trying to say is what you guys are saying is 100% right. But that's half of it. That's not every woman. Every woman that you woke up to is not going to be on some I already know. There's some women who haven't been around town, who haven't been around the block to no game. You get what I'm saying? And also depends on from
like that way. A
stranger approaches her. What do you think she wants? What do you think she think you want?
If a stranger approaches a woman, there's women out there. Like I have family. I have females in my family who really don't know what. Like they can think the guys come up to them for this, or they don't know. But the thing is, I'm not gonna walk up to a woman and just assume that. Like, oh, they're just gonna know. You get what I'm saying?
Well,
We're not assuming. We know she knows the moment you walk up to her. You're the only one pretending you're not assuming. What is this naive? I'm gonna play dumb. And in fact, that's why you should let her know and tell her.
Exactly.
Because if she doesn't, why would you waste her time?
Why? Yeah, talking about a bunch of bullshit.
But hold on, but me asking her name is bullshit.
No, okay, it's not asking her name. It's the question after that. But see, you don't even know how to properly introduce yourself to a woman.
So I woke up to him and said, what's your name? You know, if we had an establishment,
what if she's not a what's your name type woman? Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, Carl,
you're in the pocket where it's like perfect. That's what I'm trying to say. What if we don't know? That's the what if that I'm trying to kill. So I'm not going to sit here and just assume because I'm the man and well, I'm not going to assume because I'm the man and I'm supposed to just be like, oh, she's supposed to know. I don't know, so I got to ask.
Okay,
and if she, you know what I mean?
Okay, you don't know. If you don't know, but let me ask you a question. Every woman you go to, they know A is always A, right? Is A always A to a woman? Is A always
100%.
A to a woman? Does A have to explain itself to a woman, or does a woman want to know what A is?
Okay, I get the analogy, but you got to understand
real. No,
woman,
wait, no, I'm
the,
just keeping
the
it 1,000. So I'm going to show you with a man. Hold on.
No,
I'm going to ride this with a man. As a man,
OG.
I don't give a fuck what she think. I'm just going to put my bid in, and if she's down, she's down, and if she's not, she's not. But you want to know why she's going to be down? Because unlike you, I don't give a fuck about what they think. because they can't see fear, nervousness, and a guy that is inexperienced, brother. You think these women don't see that? They see you coming from a
Absolutely.
Mile away.
I know 100%. I know a woman can smell fear. I know that. But I don't. But what I'm trying to say is, y'all right. But I don't. The only part I don't agree with is me walking up to a woman and asking her what's her name and you know what I mean, how she's doing and then gradually segueing into what I want to tell her is like some type of form of sin. That's what I don't get.
You're in the mall. Okay, I'm gonna help you with this. When you're in the mall,
okay,
and you're walking in the mall, and I'm in a kiosk and I say, hey, how you doing, buddy? Hey, how's your day? What are you going to think? What's your first thought in your head? When you're walking,
if you're a guy, if you're a guy, you talking to me, and I'm a guy, I'm going to be like, what is this nigga? My bad. I'm from New York. I'm wilding. I'm going to be like, yo, like, why are you walking up to me saying that?
I'm at the mall. I got a clipboard in my hand, or I'm at a Motorola store, or a kiosk, as you're walking by. I'm like, hey, what's going on, buddy? How you doing? There. What are you going to think I'm trying to do?
Because you're going to try to sell me.
Okay, right. You think I'm trying to sell you. Exactly. So when you say, what's your name to a woman, what do you think she's saying about you that you don't know? And it's not you trying to get sex from her. It's the fact you don't know what you're doing. Because someone who knows what they're doing is not going to approach a woman and talk to her that way.
OG, you're not telling me that if I talk to a woman and ask her what's her name, she's going to get turned off?
There's hey, baby, yo mama, what's up, girl, come here, and all this, and that falls under the same umbrella. Some women don't like to be talked to that way because they find it very rude and very immature. That's high school talking.
Okay.
I'll give you a pass in high school. If you're in high school and talking that way, I'm not going to buy you with that. But you're in a bigger league now where you're dealing with women that have shit, accountants, lawyers, doctors, women that can have their own businesses. They don't want to be talked to like that. What's your name?
Okay.
Like what the fuck are you? Right? You see what I'm saying?
No decorum.
None.
So how would you walk up to a woman in this day, in this generation? Realistically speaking.
My A will always be excuse me. You want to know why? Because I know I'm interrupting and I know she's doing something and I'm interrupting her. So what my mother taught me, when you're interrupting somebody, you always would say excuse me because you're actually interrupting
their
day.
100.
Right. 100. So that's what I would say.
And from then you're just going to tell her what you want to tell her. You're not going to even... The
Sir, I'm going to let her know the things that you guys don't want to know. I'm going to let her know why I came home.
You know why? Wait, let me stop you real quick, Steve. You know why I call her? Because as soon as he's gotten her attention, why did you want to get my attention? Why did you tap my shoulder? Why did you say, excuse me? Why do you want me to turn around? Why? Why?
There you go. Who are you? What do you want? Why you? You can't answer that question. You out, caller. If you can't answer the who you are, what do you want, and why you ain't going to win because you can't answer that in a what are you doing and how are you doing in an interviewing question. You can't answer
those
questions.
How's your day?
Yeah,
like,
you can't answer those questions.
You don't care.
Right.
You don't care.
You don't care.
You don't even know her.
So if I walk up to him and I go, you know, excuse me, you know, and I don't mean to bother you or whatever the case is, you know, my name is, I tell my name, you know, I greet her and I ask her for her name. And then from right there, like, you feel like I fucked up right there? Ask her for her name?
No. What I'm saying is where you going with this? Okay, you already get that part. But remember, you're the one saying women are hard to get. So you know see, this is what you don't understand.
No, I'm not.
I begged this girl. She had already typed my number in her phone. And she was like, wait, I don't even know your name. I didn't even tell her mine. I don't even know if I asked her hers.
But bro, that's not every one. Like, some women, you can get away with that. But that's not what I'm trying to say is like
that has nothing to do with her. She's reacting to me, what I do,
she's
and how I handle
right.
it.
Right. She's reacting to us, brother. I don't give a fuck what she – why do you care so much about what she thinks? Why do you worship her so much?
I can make her someone she's not, Carl. Do you understand that?
No,
I can make her something.
No, no.
Because
right.
you do what, you ask, do what everybody else does. She's going to be the same person her whole life. I'll change how she thinks. Change how she acts.
Yes.
I'll change how she reacts. Why do you not want to be changed? Why do you not want to stimulate your environment?
Okay.
Okay.
You're right. She might not have been that girl, but for me, she's that girl.
But remember, caller, you're the one that made the beginning statement that women are more difficult today. And we're trying to show you that they're not difficult. It's your fault why they're not talking to you. There's nothing
right,
interesting
so
about
if a
guy that asks interviewing questions.
Okay, so I'm gonna give y'all a realistic scenario. You tell me what you think. I was in this social circle, and one of my bros is, you know what I mean, he's
you already fucked up.
I met her at the beach.
Yeah, you're right.
She was sitting next to me on the plane.
No. It's a scenario.
She told me. I use eight different circumstances. I come at a woman in order. I get in my Uber to the plane.
He's trying
to
explain something. Yeah,
I could bag my Uber driver under that circumstance. I get out of the Uber. I come into the kiosk, the desk where I check my bag in. I could bag at the girl who's checking my bag in. I go up top to the TSA security. I have to take my shoes off and walk through the scanning machine. I could bag the girl who's scanning my body. Oh, is that metal? Oh, what's this? Oh.
That's it.
Then I can make it through TSA. Then I go sit down where all the passengers are. I said, well, damn, what are these? Oh, I'm going to bag her before we get on the plane.
On the plane.
Then I'm getting on the plane.
But
then
the
we got flight. I could get the flight attendant. Then I get off in another state. Oh, damn. Oh, it don't matter what kind of girl she is. What kind of guy are you?
Right.
Throw a lion in Africa. Throw a lion in Australia.
Okay,
throw a lion in a zoo. That motherfucker going to hunt the same way.
Right. Real quick. I want to just say this before you say them. I'm going to tell you where you fucked up.
Yeah.
Why do you have a social circle? Why are you hanging out with women? Why do you have a social circle with women?
Wait.
What the fuck is that? Why do you have a social circle that involves women? That you actually want to fuck, but you're actually hanging out with. Why would you hang out? What is it? I don't understand what's up with y'all hanging out with the food type shit. Why are you hanging out in a social?
I never said I had a social circle. I'm saying I was with. But hold on, OG. This is what I'm trying to say. I got to let me talk a little bit, OG. What I'm trying to say is this: I was in a social circle at that environment because of what the status of my friend was, like who he is. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It's not mine. It's not my
social circle. So you're not saying just use the status of your friend and you're reacting to him? So when we tell you to make the woman react to you, it's like we got 10 heads. So you're not saying you're using the status of your friend to explain and justify the situation?
Yes.
But when we tell you to make woman react to you, you look at like we got 10 heads.
What I'm trying to say is that
status of your friend to explain the social circle.
Well, yeah, you're not getting to the point. You saw a chicken, then
no,
what happened? Just get to the
point. Trying to get to the point, bro. What I'm trying to say is what I see what these women are into nowadays is, like, if you don't have, like, okay, like a high-value man to them is, like, you gotta make a certain amount of money, and that's not what a high-value man is.
There's no such thing as a high-value man. Whoever you heard that from is a fucking lie. There's no such thing.
That's 100%. I agree to that. No, I know that. You know that. What I'm trying to say to some of these women in this social circle, that's how they think.
Oh,
and that was my first time ever, like, realized, like, holy shit.
Yeah, what does that have to do with you? But how do you know they think that way?
Okay.
How do you know they actually think that way?
I'm trying to explain it. I'm trying to explain to you what I've seen. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you don't have
– we understand that she could think something. What does that have to do with the results that you'll get?
Because – where that woman, okay, with the guy before me, you know, what he was saying, it just made me think, like, oh, shit.
You
know what I'm saying? I can see why he would ask that.
Does that have to do with the results that you'll get?
Carl, let
please
me...
make this about you.
Let me tell you about this surface dweller. All right, peep this out.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you this. So you saw her do something to somebody, right? Right? And you judge what she did to that person as that she going to do it to you. So you, I wish I could show you what I'm talking about. You got
this is what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You got to listen to me. She never did anything to me. I'm observing. I'm just absorbing that my environment at this point.
Wait. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If you and I were hanging out, or you and Taekwondo were hanging out, okay, y'all on the side observing, right? Okay?
Okay.
I walk up, and you see me walk up to a beautiful woman, say a few things, and she throws a drink in my face. What is your thought on that woman? What do you think about that woman?
She's disrespectful.
Okay, now is that your final answer? You sure now that she's disrespectful, right?
If you walk up to her and I see that she and I hear that you're being respectful.
Huh? You were away, the music's blasting, I walked over there, talk to her, and she threw a thing in my face. Because you were observing.
Okay. First,
so what is she to you?
Okay, so if I see that now, I'm gonna ask what happened, because I know when you provided more context, so I'm gonna ask like what happened. I'm not gonna think anything else.
Okay.
Somebody, what did you say?
When you was observing these women, what did you observe?
Oh, I observed that they're gold diggers.
How? What did you see?
Oh, like they're using.
You must got a fucking magic glass, huh?
Yeah. What did you see them do? What did you see them do to say they're gold diggers?
Okay, because they was using their social status for the Instagram. They were using their social status for like to go around their cars and use their money and.
But sir,
huh?
What does that have to do with you?
Okay, and now this is what I'm trying. This is what I've been trying to say. I'm saying as to what homie was saying prior to me coming on is that I can see where he's coming from with that, because women nowadays is like, if you're not in that. If you're not, for some women, I'm not going to say all, because I did come on and I say women in general. So I'm going to tweak it now. You guys
got to talk about it. Watch a girl take every dollar that a man has in his trust fund account, and she would never even ask me to reach for my wallet.
Never. Never. That's what you see. That's what you're missing right there.
All right, so I'm just going to my original question that I had, because
what do you think about that? Oh, listen, we're listening to each other. I could watch a woman finesse the fuck out of a man. Carla, listen. Now it's our turn to exchange. You explain this scenario.
Okay.
It's like some echo.
I'm getting an echo.
I think that fixed it, but. I could watch her finesse the fuck out of a man.
Wait.
I mean, he takes her out on 10
days.
Sounds funny. She's comfortable. She comes right over to my house, spends time with me and enjoys it all, and doesn't ask me to touch my wallet not one time. What do you think of that? What does that say about her? If she's responding to me and the kind of man I am. Do you not understand that?
No, bro. You was breaking up a little bit. I was trying to tell you.
Okay, call it. He's saying.
Yeah,
that,
he was breaking up.
It doesn't matter how much money she takes from a person. She's not going to ask us for a dime. Matter of fact, she's going to give us money and buy us things. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So what we're saying to you is because, see, the reason why you see the world the way you see it is because that shit ain't happening to you, because you haven't been honest with yourself to realize you're the reason why it's not happening to you. The woman
fix the settings part when you get a chance to see the audio part. Okay. Yeah, your mic is fine. Like we can hear you, just a different one. Yeah.
But does that make any sense, caller?
Yeah, that makes sense a little bit.
Well, a little bit, but see, again, you're complaining about somebody who treats other people a certain way, but she ain't treating you any old kind of way because you ain't even trying to see what she is.
But
because you're automatically assuming.
I, I,
if you see somebody, you know what I mean, see women, you know, constantly do things like that, you kind of already have a gauge on how this could, because if I see that one time, if I see how you're moving, I already know what you're about.
Paula, even since high school, I see girls run guys all up and down, and I just say, come over to my house, and we fucking.
I don't think he understands the power in himself.
I don't think he does.
Caller, I put it in the simplest way possible. She could literally come from finessing some guy.
Yes.
Oh, he done bought me this bag. He bought me these shoes. He just cashed at me this much. And never asked me for a dime. Do you not understand that?
You can't see it.
She could be... So, you know, I'll use your terminology. She could be so aggressive and masculine and then come over here
be soft.
and be frat, so soft and submissive and soft tone and scared to raise her voice and check herself. I don't even ever have to check her, but check herself on my behalf.
Right. She is.
And just got done walking laps around her last guy.
Yes. So call
the same girl.
Yeah. She is what you are, Carl. That's what we're trying to explain. She's going to move how you feel
about
you.
She is what you are.
Yeah, she is what you are. So your problem is that she ain't even what you are yet because you automatically judge what she is, ready caller, based off another dude. So you looking at her interaction with another guy to determine what she is? And this is why you surface dwellers always say women are different. Women are the same. Listen, brother. She's allowed to be a gold digger. She's allowed to do whatever the fuck she wants to do. But here's the thing about being a man. She ain't going to do that shit with me. She can do,
no,
she can do whatever. She can, but
she's not doing
but you
that.
Don't see, but, no, but you no, don't see I, it that way because that's your excuse.
No, okay, all right. What I'm trying to say is this. What homie said before I came on, I'm saying I can see why he'll say that based on what I saw. Am I saying that women could do that to me? You crazy? That's not happening. What I'm trying to say is I can see where he's coming from. Is that happening?
Right, but you're the one complaining. Right, but you're the one saying women are hard. But listen, it is happening to you because you're the one saying it's hard out there nowadays with women. Did you not start with that?
But I'm not trying to say it's harder. I'm not trying to say it's harder for me. But I can see I can see how it's harder for men who thinks a certain way. You know, it's not hard
right,
for me personally.
What is your question? What is your question, man?
Okay, now my original question was this: what are some ways you can you think could help with social anxiety or anxiety if therapy doesn't help? And what are some ways that you know if you guys feel
for
anxiety?
You just been talking about gold diggers and then just come out of nowhere with that question.
No, because the conversation went there, bro. I was going to make my comment about that, and I never knew it was going to be all of this, to be honest. That was my original question. And then when I heard
you
talk about that, I'm like, God.
Yeah, I'm about to be honest. Yeah, your social anxiety is, you don't even see the tie.
Yeah, you can't even see that shit.
You don't even see the dots.
That's why. That's
you
why.
Just, you just made the conversation for us.
No,
okay.
It's, bro,
you
okay. You guys are
social
anxiety. I'm not. This question This question isn't for me. It's honestly
don't
for my
lie.
Little brother.
Wait,
why is it?
Why do y'all lie? Why do you guys lie on your poor little brother is playing video games right now? Why would you pin this on your little brother?
I'm gonna be 100 with you, man. My little brother is like this is real shit. I get it. It's because of the internet and all that other stuff. I get it. Why you guys are saying that? So I can't be mad. But this is real. This is real. You guys have a platform. You guys, some of you guys know what you're talking about. If it's me, if I have social anxiety, realistically speaking,
Call
I'm gonna be on here right now because thousands of people watching.
Just having a conversation.
Huh?
Yes, Call. You know, you want to know why it's you, caller? Because if you didn't have social anxiety, don't you think you can help your little brother out with that question?
No, because the thing that's. But oh my God, I tried. I tried certain things, so I'm just getting out of the help. The thing is, bro, just because, you know, matter of fact, I don't have all the answers, bro. So I'm reaching out and I'm asking y'all. That's it. Like, I can't help my little bro.
Put him on
maybe
the phone.
You guys
put
might
get
a different angle.
Put him on the phone. Put him on the phone.
My little bro ain't here.
All right, I'm hanging up on you. You're wasting that time. We'll get to the next call. Just hang up on me, dog. Just hang up on me. You're wasting time. Hang up on me, dog. All right, let's get to the next call. Air code 919, then 484, then 909.
Let's touch on this one thing.
Oh, wait, hold on, 909. Hold on.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Stop looking at the woman and putting her in a box. She's a freak of nature. She don't want to be in no box. She might only be being what these men are making her and what she's learning to adapt and take advantage of. And then when a man comes into her life, she straightens out like an iron board.
Yes.
Raises her voice, disrespects, talks wild, doesn't do this, is sloppy on these corners, aggressive, arrogant, all the things y'all complain about in the woman. I haven't seen her do that with me. She's a completely different person.
I can't tell you, T, how many times. Let me meet you real quick at the reverb. Let me DJ. I can't tell you, T, how many times I'm laying naked in the bed with a woman, okay? And she gets a call. And she, first thing you hear that, oh, hold on, baby. What? What do you want? I told you I called that. And you're like, how are you? Why are you talking to that motherfucker like that? Because I just get sick of this motherfucker. Blah, 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 blah. And you know what? As soon as she hangs, baby, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell. Can snug up on you and everything. I've seen them say, you know what? What do you want? Okay, yes, I want that necklace. Yes, it's $2,500. I mean, $2,500. It's $2,500. Are you going to get it for me or not? Oh, okay, give me your credit card and I'll go. And then she'll turn around. Baby, what can I get you right now? You hungry? Can I get you anything? Can I rub your back? This is what we're trying to.
They have no clue, Steve. They have no clue.
They have no clue.
They just like, how can I get her to stop yelling at me? How can I check her without? She at another guy's house, cracking his back, you know, rubbing his shoulders. Is everything all right? Are you okay? Do you like me?
Yes.
Do you want me still?
Yes.
She's trying to figure out why you still want her, and she's asking me why do I still want her.
Yeah, and we talked about it before. I tell you guys, y'all should be thanking me because I do tell your girlfriends and your women to fuck you. I say, you need to go back and fuck your man. She's like, I don't feel it. I say, baby, you got to go fuck him because you get too attached to me. Go fuck your man. And I know that sounds crazy, y'all, but I've told a lot of women, go fuck that motherfucker. Go fuck him because he started getting on my nerves away. You treat him so bad. Just go fuck him. He wants a pussy. Just go fuck him. And they be like, okay, I'll do it because you asked me to. But see, Dazzy, I don't understand game, man. I've never been with a gold digger. I don't even know what it's like. I've been with a woman who gets money out of other guys, but she's never done that to me. I've been with a stripper and all kinds of women that just, I'm not a mark. I'm a man. And they will never do that. And they know from the gate they love us, the Taekwondos and the Steve D. Williams of the world, because they can't get their way with us. That's what they love. That's what they cream over. They can never get that way. And they know that they have one foot out the door. They know if they do anything wrong, they're gone. We're trying to get rid of them, matter of fact. T, what say you, brother?
And then, guys, where a lot of y'all go wrong with this or never experience and see this is because you're on the sidewalk asking us why we're drifting in the middle of the street doing donuts. You're on your porch. You didn't even take a foot on the sidewalk yet, let alone come in the street to sit in the car to get behind a steering wheel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So all of this comes from the fact that you don't. But that doesn't mean you can't. It's just that you don't. And what's stopping you? You are stopping you. You're judging her. You're predicting what you think you should or should not be doing. You're walking on ice. You're walking on, you know, Steve says walking on eggshells. You're playing it safe. You're doing what you think you should do. Or she's not that type of girl and she's not that. So I'm going to do this and treat her like that. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Who are you?
Yeah,
why are you so oriented around positioning around her? Who are you? Stand firm and stand tall and let her position and orient around you.
That's it. That's the box right there versus Brand X. Y'all are Brand X guys having a false expectation, but it's not going to help y'all. Let's get to this call real quick. 919. We got other calls. We'll open the lines back up, but let's bring in 919-848. 909 after that. 919, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Yo, what's good, Charles, man? I was just asking a question about... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
For sure. Look, I was asking a question about, you know, confidence. And, you know, I like the way I look or whatever, but I know confidence is deeper than that. Because I was watching the Ty stream, and he was basically like, your confidence can't come from your attractiveness. From your attractiveness. It has to come from something that's, like, unshakable, like your knowledge or whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm asking y'all, how can I, you know, get to that point? You feel me?
But stop hating yourself. Why do you hate yourself? You sitting around saying I'm good looking, that's pretty feminine and metrosexual. I mean, I know you like to pop yourself up, but you sound like the
kind of... Well, you said in the mirror while you can stick your butt out?
Yeah.
I'm so cute.
No, I'm not even like that. Not even like that. It's like, it's basically like I had to come to a point where I didn't like the way I looked. So, you know, I had to overcome that by, you know what I mean, telling myself
so what
that,
do you
know,
tell
I'm basically.
Feel pretty. You put some lipstick on and butter your feet. Like, what do you do when you see a woman and you don't feel pretty enough to talk to her?
No, for real.
No, I ain't never said that. I never said that. It's not about that. It's like,
that's
it's more
kinda,
like,
that's the
how do I do it?
That leads to, bro.
Yeah.
When you place your confidence in your presence as a man on your looks.
Yeah, man. You gotta accept yourself. And then here's your problem. You augmented your looks not for yourself. You did it for a woman, so you fucked up. You already fucked up, Aaron. If you just would have done it for yourself, that would have been good. But because you worship women, you have no game, and you don't like how you look. Everything you're doing is for a woman, so you already fucked up and failed. You have failed. You're a chiseled body failure right now, because everything you're doing is over a fucking woman and not yourself. Does that make any sense, sir?
Yeah, for sure. So
again, that's where you got to get caught. See, you have locked your mind in. I always tell guys, if you want to work out, work out. But if you're doing anything for a woman, you're fucking up. Everything that Ty does is for Ty. Everything you see in Ty's background is for Ty. It's not for any woman whatsoever. It's for him. It's not our job.
Oh, but you see their faces when they come in.
Oh, yeah, they love that.
Oh, can I come in? Can I see this room? Oh, yeah, go ahead. That's the lab. That's the dojo. Oh, my God. Wow, I just never.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not our job to explain ourselves to women, and it's their job to understand us, and that's what we're trying to tell you, caller. So you're already in the bad because everything you're doing is for a piece of pussy, dog. What's so special about a woman that made you do all that shit? Tell us, what's so special about her?
Well, honestly, I feel like...
No, tell us how
you
feel. You
know, during quarantine, I had to work on myself, and I really kind of distanced myself from everybody else. So I get where you're coming from, but me personally, I wasn't doing it for a woman. I wasn't doing it for anybody. I was doing it for nobody but myself.
Don't
you know what I mean?
Lie.
I wasn't looking at any type of I wasn't looking at any type of woman to do it. I was alone.
Right. Okay, you said you didn't like yourself. Why didn't you like yourself the first time before you made the changes? Why didn't you like yourself?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be an excuse or not, but I basically...
Oh, it's about to.
Used to get,
go ahead.
This is basically, I used to get, you know, bullied. Not bullied, but I used to get made fun of because I have a big nose or whatever. I'm from Africa. So people used to call me African booty scratcher, all that, whatever. But that was like middle school days, you feel me? So it's like I didn't have tough skin back then. So I had to basically, you know what I mean, stop caring about what other people thought of me.
But you do care about what women think because you're insecure, right? When it comes to women, right? Regardless of how your body's chiseled, you're still insecure, right?
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Too big for what?
Excuse me?
Too big for what? Your nose is too big for what?
I mean, now it has no point, but I'm saying back then, like, I know my nose isn't that big, like, you feel me? Now I feel good about the way I look. But I'm
trying to for what?
Like,
it was.
Like,
okay.
What headspace I was in.
Now what? No, you got a big nose. Now what? Is your life
like
just,
I just got a big nose.
God, crack open when you sneeze or something like. Like, bro, it's not that big of a deal, bro. This is what happens when you focus on the physical, when you're stuck with this appearance of yourself, and that's where you focus your confidence and your inner power from. You're still stuck on that. We could have had a whole deep, developed conversation about who you are and why you should stand on that. Instead, we're talking about your nose.
Yeah. Yeah, because you have a lot of insecurities, man. But, okay, let's go to the – what is your question? What is your question, sir?
My question was, how do I get to a point where my confidence comes off, you know, I get self-confidence from my knowledge and unshakable things rather than stuff
you're
that,
lying
you know,
to yourself. You don't have, okay, you don't have confidence.
I'm asking you, how can I build it? How can I build it? I don't have confidence.
You need a mentor as either Taekwondo or myself. That's the only way to get it. Because you're asking, how can I be an open heart surgeon in one question? You want one word answer. That's where you fail. You've already failed because you're looking for a quick fix.
Mm-hmm.
That's your problem. You just want a one word answer that's going to magically take away all that nose thinking that you're thinking about. And by the way, your nose is a great. Have you ever nose fucked a girl? You haven't even know about that shit, do you? You could use your nose and nose fuck the bitch. But anyway, that's a whole different thing. But anyway,
nah.
But what I'm saying. I'm not joking. You put the Pinocchio in the ass. Yeah, exactly. I'm not joking. But anyway, that's a whole different story. But what I'm saying to you is that you need a mentor because you want a quick fix to a huge problem. Because even though you got your chiseled body, you look in the mirror, you're still looking at that damn nose, man. That nose is bothering you. Even if you cut that nose.
She go ahead and kiss him on his cheek. She like, man, why didn't she kiss my nose?
Yeah.
It's so big. When I was 9 years old, they just wouldn't let me go, man. I would just not be anything in life because my nose is the end all be all.
Does that make sense, caller?
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate it. I understand for sure. But all right,
so get off,
yeah,
get off your lazy
it,
ass and coach. All right, yeah, but respect you. Get off your lazy ass and get some coaching. I say get off your lazy ass and get some coaching. Yes. How is he going to fix this?
For sure. How I tap in with y'all.
Okay.
The Man Mindset.
Go to themanmindset.com or go to
Taekwondo.
Take Taekwondo's Patreon, dog. It's not rocket science, dog, okay?
For sure.
All right, respect. We'll throw you back in. All right, boy.
Use that big-ass nose to smell where we at, man. It's not going to...
It always knows. The magical fruit. Okay, here we go. 484. I don't know. 484, what's your question, man?
Hello?
Yeah, man, what's your question, man? What's up?
What's going on, man? What's going on, brothers? My question is, how would y'all explain or express y'all reasoning for doing what you do? Why do you feel the need to educate? What called you towards doing the spreading of knowledge? You know what I'm saying? Like, what brought y'all to this? What was your inspiration for it? Or what drew your cause? You know what I'm saying? And my reason for asking this is because...
Why it creates devils?
Yes.
Say again?
Have you ever asked the apple tree why it creates apples, or do you accept that the apple tree makes apples?
No, you're right.
Oh, so why?
I can respect.
So why you asking? Well, what's the meaning
curious,
of why?
You know,
why asking, but shouldn't you be more curious about? Yeah, but
don't you
be more curious?
Me. I'm just a fan.
No, you don't.
No, I'm
know
just
you.
Somebody that appreciates
don't,
what y'all
don't,
do.
Don't, okay. I respect what you're saying, but don't lie. You don't know yourself, man, because you wouldn't be asking that question. Because if
what
you knew yourself,
what do you have to
answer.
Do with me? I was just curious.
You would know the answer to your question if you actually knew yourself, and you wouldn't be asking it, brother.
It's a sort of universe.
Just wondering how inspiration for it. I can respect it.
Passionate.
If that's how you feel, I respect it. No, yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
How I feel.
I
we know it. I'm just trying to get you to see that you need to learn game, young man, because if you had game,
well,
you wouldn't ask that question.
This ain't nothing to do with game, bro.
No, well, it has
mean,
everything to do with
game. I was just asking.
Wait, what do you think we teach? What do you think we teach in Monopoly? What do you think we teach? What do you think we teach?
Hey, bro.
We teach
hey, bro.
So we teach a game.
Niggas
are
just curious from the other side looking in.
Okay, well, that's your problem. Instead of being on the outside, be in. Learn game and be on the inside then. Join us on the inside. Learn game.
No. Hold up. I'm in my own space. I'm not, you mean, like, getting in somebody else's shit as a fan, as somebody who watches what y'all niggas do. Niggas was just curious. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of Taekwondo. I'm just now getting put on to the man mindset. You, Steve, I'm just curious. Plain and simple.
Yeah, you know I'm
ain't no deeper science.
It is a deeper. Okay. What we're trying to show you, okay, in your question, okay, we're going past your question, and we're trying to set you see something deeper than your question. We're
okay.
trying to push you past your thinking and your question. We're trying to push you past that point by telling you... You learn game, this will not be a question.
Okay. You want to elaborate on it?
Okay. Does a doctor ask another doctor why he's a doctor?
I think another doctor would ask another doctor that question if he was curious what brought you to the field, which was initially my question. Like, what brought him here? You know, what made you interested in picking up what you're doing right now? Like, for Ty, what made him interested in doing content creation and you? I just got put on to you, so I don't really know what you do like that, but I see you up here
doing
talking
this,
your shit.
There's no knocking in and out of who I am.
Yeah,
that's what I meant. That was the purpose of that Apple thing.
Yeah.
No, I definitely understood. I feel as though I understood the Apple tree analogy. I feel like I understood that. So it's on the type time where, you mean, I'm not going to waste nobody's time, but if there is more y'all niggas want to say, it's up, you know what I'm saying? I'm already here to listen.
Well, are you here? Okay, again, I'm sorry, but it's me being a dick again. Are you here to listen?
No,
are you here to
listen? Steve, hey, okay. I'm not one of them, bro.
No, I know, okay. So are you here to listen? Okay, are you here to listen or are you here to learn? Are you here to listen or learn? Because if you're here to listen, then don't waste your time. Because if you're just bird watching, but you said listen at first. That's why I'm trying to correct you. Because
all of
this plays a role in what you're thinking. You say what you think. And you can't correct yourself because your first answer is always your honest thought. So if you're here to listen, then you failed. You should be here to learn, here to evolve, here to take the information that you have, incorporate it in your life, and come back the next time you see us on and talk to us about that. That's what you should be here for.
Right.
Okay? But no, we appreciate it. We appreciate the call.
Appreciate y'all taking
good?
The time to talk.
I respect to you, man. We'll throw you back in. Let's get to area code 832 and we'll do a reset. But 832, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
How do I, like, get girls to stop being so jealous of me talking to other girls? It's a real struggle, bro.
Who said that was your job?
Yeah, right. Why do you care? Mm-hmm. Why do you care?
Because then they get mad at me and shit, and then, like, it just doesn't make sense.
I call it. How old are you? Like, 17 or 16? How old are you, young man? How old are you?
I'm 14.
Okay, listen, young man. As you begin to get into the game, okay, and grow more and evolve, this is part of the game. They're going to get mad. They're going to get upset. They're going to be angry because they're not number one in your life. And they're going to do everything they can to be number one. But they're going to still be with you. Listen, that's part of the game. You guys got to have to accept it. It's not going to be sunshine and rainbows. They're always going to be upset. There's going to be some tears. There's going to be jealousy. But you've got to manage your women. Okay? You got
to
learn
how to
manage.
You'll get to a point, caller. Yeah, sorry to cut you off, Steve. But you'll get to a point where... She is, like, biting her tongue on bringing up another woman.
Oh, yeah,
because
she knows
you're not going to butt.
Yep.
She knows you're not going to care.
Yep.
She knows you're not going to bend or fold. So she might not even bring up the other girl because she's only going to create problems for herself. You might cut her off for that.
Yeah.
Oh, don't disrespect me. What are you trying to do? Who are you to check me about another girl? Yeah,
who are you to ask me how to be king? Right. So... As you get older, you'll see the jealousy is going to go up. They'll be more jealous. But guess what? Like Ty said, you got to control the situation. Listen, I understand you're jealous, but don't talk to me about that again.
So if they bring it up again, I'm like, I tell them like I don't care, but you have to like.
That's your own problem.
What'd you say, sir?
If they're jealous, I tell them like that's your own problem. That's what's up. Your own problem. Like I don't care about it.
But you care.
It's like this.
All right, young man. Okay, like, right now you care. Okay? All right, as you get older.
No, I don't.
Well, that you do, young man, because that's why you're calling us, because you don't know how to handle jealous girls.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. So what I'm saying to you is savor this moment and learn right now, because as you get older and get into the real world, it's going to up the ante because you're going to deal with older women the same way. One thought, one mind, one way. Okay. So handle it now while you're young, because I used to do that at your age. I had to tell them all the time. I don't want to hear that shit. I said, listen, look, if you say anything else about another woman again, I'm getting rid of you. And listen, this is why I always say, do you understand me, right? No, I'm serious. And I tell you, when I got in out of high school and stuff, and I'm messing with older women, right? They got jealous and mad. I had one. Mm-hmm. I always tell the story. I told her, I said, do you understand me? Well, I said, no, do you understand me? And she kept talking, so I hung up on her, right? So 2 weeks later, she thought everything was fine. She called me back. Hey, baby, I called to miss you. Do you understand me? Because if we don't have an understanding, we can't go forward.
Women do that. They try to walk around the accountability.
Yes.
Or you know, try to come back like nothing, like shit sweet. You know what I'm saying? And somebody in the chat was like, oh, yeah, I would love to hear it recorded in the third.
They would love to hear what now?
It honestly says more about y'all, right?
Wait,
when y'all don't believe these things.
Wait, what did they say they would love to
because
do?
Because if I don't know. So I think he was talking about the part where you telling the woman that she ain't the only one or some shit like that. It honestly says more about y'all when y'all don't believe these things, because if a man says something that I have experienced or I know is true or something that women do, I don't even flinch when I hear it. But you're like, you're in such disbelief and shock because it never has happened to you. You've never been able to tell a girl how it is when she tries to press you about another woman.
And let me say this, because we'll reset the line. Hey, you good for an hour? So you good for some more time? Are you good?
Yeah, for sure.
Wait, let me just tell the guy.
Get my energy back. I was a little tired to begin my energy up now.
No doubt. Let me tell you about the guy that just came in disbelief. Let me show you how this is disbelief. Yeah. Around Thanksgiving, we call it sucker me season. I used to get rid of the women during sucker me season. That's from Thanksgiving all the way up through tax season, okay? As we call sucker me season. When I walk up and I talk to a woman and they ask me, am I seeing anybody? And I'm telling you, I am not seeing anybody. They will call me a fucking liar to my face. And now listen, caller, I'm telling you. I'm telling, not you, the guy that said that. I'm telling them that I'm not seeing anybody. And they think I'm lying to them. And I'm like, no, I'm actually not seeing anybody. No, you're lying. You're too smooth. I know you have a girl. Why are you lying to me and all this other stuff? See, that's what you understand. Yeah, just because, like, it's not real. No, wait, you call to be quiet. We already done talking to you. Sit on the sideline. Hold on, young man. What I'm saying is, this other guy is that just because it's not real to you doesn't mean it ain't real. And because you don't like your fucking self and you fighting this real, that dog, you see Ty, have you met me? Have you seen how I'm talking? You see what resonates off of my motherfucking dome? You know, look, it's kind of blurry, but you know I'm the shit. You see, what motherfucker, you know, and you know what?
See, they always hear the shit we talk about when the stream
goes. They don't even.
The shit that y'all never even hear us talk about. Okay, y'all think we bragging or something, bro?
Yeah.
Y'all see how we get when the cameras turn off, bro.
Don't even know.
This shit is terrible.
All right, guys, we're going to reset the line. So, guys, everybody called. We got y'all. We're going to reset the lines and everything. So give me